Just really new to the injury report. Lamar Thomas, he did have a concussion. He did not participate today. No Sean Marino, got a bruised right knee. Those are new guys that did not participate. Questions?
Guys fighting for one of those receiver spots. How important is special teams going to be to him?
It's going to be important for everybody. We do look at that, and Jeff Rogers and Darius Swinton are our special teams guys. They've got roles, and so we'll see how it goes after week one. He's still very much in the hunt. We'll see how it goes moving forward.
Raheem was saying he might be expecting to get a talk from you concerning the fight that he and Ronnie got in. I know there's been fights throughout camp, but when you see guys throwing punches,
it's not much can happen with their helmets on. So I get more nervous about their hands actually, but it won't be too big of a talk. Those things happen. It's like brothers fighting sometimes, and it happens. You slap them upside the head and move on.
You looked at thought about playing time yet for Seattle. How long?
Yeah, I think we'll roughly go to first half, much like we do in every second preseason game, and that'll be no different in Seattle.
You like when those guys are kind of chirping, coach, let me stay on a little bit longer. That's what you want.
Well, I usually watch the tape, kind of see who's in the right and who's in the wrong, and we just go from there. But it's very typical, especially this late in camp, and not a big problem.
You got three preseasons left, but how close are these guys? I mean, if you had to play Baltimore this week, how close are you?
Well, we're not ready. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll play our first, a little more extended than we did a week ago against San Fran, and kind of see where we are. But we're not there yet.
Coach, you happy with the composure in the late game situational stuff?
We've had one game, so I think.
In practice today, working.
Oh, yeah, I think, this game's about situations. So, the more we practice, the more situational football we get into. And, typically it comes down in, the regular season when you start the real games is, you got to play well in situations. So we'll try to practice that. We continue it. But, we'll have more and more to go. It's hard to say exactly where we are right now, but I'm pleased with their efforts.
Scouting report on Colquitt's arm?
You ask me all these funny questions. He's capable.
Coach, Monte Ball seems a little bit more decisive here this last week of camp. Have you seen some improvements? Seems like the rookies, things are slowing down for him.
Yeah, I think this game's about playing fast, and more and more you get comfortable, with the play calls, the plays, the reads, the better you play, and he's definitely grown as we've gone forward.
Century League being known as one of the louder outdoor stadiums, is that just another good test? And it's preseason.
Yeah, this will be our last road trip in the preseason, and in week two we go a long trip to New York. So we're kind of treating it like it's a practice road game, and it's a hostile environment, and it's on artificial turf. So a lot of similarities, and we're approaching it that way.
With the crunch for roster spots, how important is it for a guy like Trendon to be able to do multiple things more than just returning?
Well, he's a pretty good returner, the more he can help, sometimes you got to be careful. Back in the old days, long snappers used to be other positions, and, then they get whacked, and all of a sudden you don't have a long snapper. So, we'll be limited on what we do with him, but, he's, I think, shown the ability to be a premier returner.
Coach,